We continue this month's audio with a look at deep fakes, videos that use a form of artificial intelligence called deep learning to make images of fake events. More common and more convincing than ever, here is why we should be worried about this new phenomenon. What is a deep fake?
We know that the internet is full of fake news reports. Some are part of organized propaganda campaigns, such as with Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. elections. A deepfake takes this a step further, using digital technology to create video of a person that looks and sounds real. The speed at which the technology has improved has even surprised experts. In January 2019, deepfakes were buggy and flickery, said Professor Hani Farid, an expert in digital image analysis at UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, last October. 9 months later, I've never seen anything like how fast they're going. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Why is everyone worried?
In a word, elections. If you wanted to produce a video of Emmanuel Macron stealing an old lady's handbag, for instance, it can now be done. It will look exactly like him. Equally, deepfake technology can mimic voices, so you can make your Macron say anything you like. For democracies, this poses obvious problems as a weapon to manipulate public opinion. It's seen as particularly dangerous in democracies such as Brazil and India, where WhatsApp is widely used, but education levels and literacy rates are low. The internet represents the peak of the fourth industrial revolution, a spokesperson for the Oxford Internet Institute says. These are communities that haven't reaped the benefits of the first one. They do not have the know-how to begin to understand that a computer can create this.
Have there already been incidents?
At present, 96% of deepfakes are porn, grafting a victim's face onto a porn star's body. Hollywood actresses and K-pop singers have been popular targets. But criminals are exploring the possibilities, too. Last October, a British businessman transferred £200,000 to an unknown Hungarian bank account when criminals used deepfake technology to imitate the voice of his boss over the phone. In the USA, large numbers of people, including President Donald Trump, were fooled by a video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that had been altered to make it seem she was drunk.
How can we stop them?
Creating deepfakes that interfere with elections has been criminalized in some U.S. states, but that won't stop those with a serious political agenda. Facebook and Google have tried to produce tools that can differentiate the best deepfakes from real videos, but the technology is advancing faster than attempts to control it. It's an arms race, says expert in digital image analysis Hani Farid. And we know we're going to lose. From now on, it seems, we will have to decide for ourselves which sources of information we can trust and doubt any film we see elsewhere.